It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about things that matter, and our theme today is choose your circle wisely. Our scripture comes from Genesis 2:18. The Lord God said, "It is not good for the man to be alone." Alone. That's a word we all know, right? Are you feeling lonely? Loneliness is actually a profound and widespread issue in our society today. According to recent surveys, 1 in 5 adults, about 52 million people, that's like twice the population of Texas, reported feeling lonely daily. It's even been declared that loneliness is a public health epidemic because its significant impact on both mental and even physical health. Now, you and I know from the very beginning that God made it clear that we were never meant to walk through life alone. We were created for connection and for fellowship and for meaningful relationships that nourish our souls and reflect God's love. But here's the thing. Let's just face it. Not all relationships are created equal. Choosing who you allow into your inner circle is one of the most important decisions you'll make on your journey with Jesus. And Scripture reminds us repeatedly to choose wisely. The wrong influences can lead us off track. And there are certain types of people that the Bible cautions us about. People who love to argue or people who love to gossip. Oh, we know some of those, don't we? What about the flatterers or the hot-tempered individuals or those who are engaging in sexual sin? Now, you might be thinking right now, I know a lot of people like this. And you know what? That's fair. We're not called to reject or condemn them. Jesus himself was known as a friend of sinners, but when it comes to close friendships, the people who speak into your life, who influence your decision, and who walk closely with you, it matters who those people are. So that's kind of what we're focusing on today. So start by asking yourself, what kind of friends do I have? Well, you know, it's not the number of followers on your Instagram or Facebook. It's not those who like your post or leave fire emojis under your stories. It's real friends we're looking for, godly friends. Some of those online friends, most of those, as you should know by now, are spectators, maybe even spies, waiting to gossip or hoping to see that you fail and fall. But faithful friends, they show up and they stand by you when your world is falling apart, when you lose somebody, maybe when your job's been taken away, when your marriage is just hanging on by that thread or your child is struggling. They don't watch, they act, they listen, and they pray. After Helene hit, my neighbors knocked down my mailbox and they ran over moving debris, and Lizzie and I needed help, of course, getting a new mailbox put back into place. I had just changed banks. I kid you not, all my banking cards and checks were being shipped, plus medications, and it took all of 2 seconds for the Dykstras to stand up and reach out and say, "Hey, we got you." Joe and Charlene stopped what they were doing, came over in the middle of dealing with their cleanup at their house and church to help us get the mailbox back in place. The Dykstras are the kind of people that you want in your corner. And if you have someone like that in your life, then you need to cherish them, because those type of people are rare. They are a gift from God. They have a loving, serving heart. And the Bible says that we should look for that in close friends. We should choose people who build you up spiritually. We should choose friends who have your back in tough times and friends who make you better. And let's be real now. It's harder than ever to make real friends today, because social media has made the world more connected, but it's also more isolated. It's hard to know people's true intentions. The world's just changed so much in the past 10, even 25 years. But the truth has never changed that people need people, and not just any type of people, but the right type of people, godly people. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for reminding us that we were never meant to do life alone. Help us to surround ourselves with people who honor you and who encourage us in our walk with you and who stand by us in both joy and hardship. And give us wisdom to choose our close friends wisely, and help us to be that kind of friend to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.